60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, we all know that as a society, we need to cut down on the use of our plastics. It's not good for the environment.
Yes.
It also clogs up and pollutes the oceans, disintegrates into our drinking water, and gets surgically implanted into the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. It's not a good use of plastic.
That's my choice, though.
So it's kind of destroying the entire world. But even though we know it's bad, it's still hard for us to stop using plastic.
I know. Yeah. Seriously, if you start keeping track of every piece of plastic you touch for a day, it's like mind-blowing.
It's so convenient.
Everything's in plastic.
Well, one supermarket in Vancouver, Canada, is making news today because they've come up with a creative way to encourage their customers to stop using plastic bags. Now they're imprinting embarrassing slogans and fake companies on the outside of the plastic bags in big bold letters.
What?
So that people won't use them.
To like embarrass people?
I mean, yeah. Publicly shaming people is one way.
I like it.
Or maybe just, I don't know, getting rid of them at the store and only giving people paper?
No, ridicule people.
It would make me want to get these bags though, because they say things like the Weird Adult Video Emporium. Or the Colon Care Co-op.
Oh.
Or Wart Ointment Wholesale. I would love to have some plastic bags to say
funny.
Stuff like that.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Just trolling.
See, yeah. It's going to backfire. You're right, Jubal. They need to put it on paper bags.
Yeah. And then people will just want, they won't, they'll only get the paper bags.
Yeah.
If you want to use plastic to get groceries, they say you'll be super embarrassed to walk out to your car, hoping that nobody sees you with a bag that says Dr. Foot Fungus on it.
Until I bring my own Dr. Foot Fungus reusable bag in.
Yeah. There you go. You'll get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will it work? Or do you think that it's only going to inspire people to try to get their hands on these limited edition novelty plastic bags?
Has it ever worked that we put calories up in fast food restaurants? Because it hasn't stopped anybody yet.
True.
Nobody cares. Text in 78592. Do you think it's a good idea? All right. Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who we'll put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does, because he asked a terrible question. If we get it wrong, we get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last, and I got my own name again.
Wow, congratulations.
Lucky. All right, I'm putting the shot caller on. While I do that, Jeff, please read me the shot caller question of the day.
Every year, Maxim magazine comes out with their annual list called the Maxim Hot 100, which basically highlights the top 100 most head-turning women in pop culture. And this year, American model and actress Olivia Culpo earned the number one spot, and she's featured on the cover. But did you know, in the 20-year history of the magazine, only one woman has ever earned the number one spot twice? And it actually happened in back-to-back years in 2005 and 2006, during the height of this woman's television acting career. Who is it?
2005, 2006.
Back-to-back years. Wow.
I want to say one of the Olivias.
Again,
Olivia Munn.
Another, do you want to
or
do
Olivia
that?
Wilde?
Another Olivia? Mm. See, I was thinking 2005, 2006, hottest woman out there was Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
everyone
is really
talking
good.
About Megan Fox and her thumbs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, like, oh, finally, there's something wrong with her. She's got weird thumbs.
Yeah, and that's when she was doing Transformers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like big movies.
She was like the sexiest.
Was she doing TV too? He said TV and
but
movies.
But the other person, I mean, the other person that was really hot at that point was 2000, Angelina Jolie.
I do say television acting career, so I would really focus on TV acting.
Kaylee Cuoco.
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 Oh, was she on it? She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she was in all those I remember, like, she's like in all the men's health magazines and Maxim magazines.
And she's always posing real sexy with scantily clad.
Read the question one more time.
Did you know, in the 20-year history of Maxim magazine, only one woman has ever earned the number one spot on the Maxim Hot 100 two times? It happened in back-to-back years in 2005 and 2006, during the height of this woman's TV acting career. And hint, she was on a hit TV show on ABC.
Ooh, I think Big Bang was on CBS.
Was that CBS?
Yeah.
Was Grey's Anatomy on ABC?
Yes.
What about Meredith? What's
Meredith's
name?
I don't know her real name.
I don't know.
Why am
That's
I spacing her name?
Roseanne.
It was Roseanne.
Yeah.
That was just Max.
Put yourself back in time, 10 years ago. Ooh, travel back in time when you used to watch TV.
I don't even think I was. That was 20 years ago, I feel like. Yeah.
I feel like Halle Berry, but I don't know what she was doing on
TV. What about Will and Grace?
Oh, yeah, her.
Deborah Messing.
That was an ABC show, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I think so.
I'll say Will and Grace, just Deborah Messing, just because I think it might have been ABC.
In the 20-year history of the Maxim Hot 100, only one woman has ever...
Wait, can I change my answer?
Ooh,
I haven't gotten into it yet.
Let's go!
Can I change it?
Sure, change it.
Was Desperate Housewives on ABC?
Who are you going to go with?
I think it was. Oh. Or was it, what's now it's on
that's
Bravo.
Married to Tony Parker.
Eva Longoria.
Yes. Eva Longoria, yes, that's it!
She was always on those things.
Yeah!
Come on, get
up. In the 20-year history of Maxim Hot 100, only one woman has ever earned the number one spot on the list two separate times. It happened in back-to-back years in 2005 and 2006, while this woman was starring on the famous ABC TV show called Desperate Housewives.
Yes!
So not only was she the first two-time winner of the Maxim list, she's also the oldest woman to ever be named number one, talking about actress Eva Longoria.
I was so excited. It was like a buzzer beater.
It was a buzzer beater.
Yeah, it was a buzzer beater.
I used to work on this other radio show, and they would do like an hour-long recap of Desperate Housewives.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, this show is so stupid. And then I remembered it was on ABC.
And you're like, wait a second. It paid off, dude.
But show recaps are so dumb. It's like, if you didn't watch it, then you're not into it. Why would you listen to a recap?
It was so annoying. All right, well, cool. I got it right. And Jeff has to sing Holla Back Girl from Gwen Stefani.
Ooh.
Whenever you're ready.
Anthem.
Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that, cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl.
Moving 92.5.